Scary movies are definitely in season at the moment, with Halloween tomorrow. As people dim the lights and pop in their favorite horror movies looking for a good scare, we wondered why we're so fascinated by movie monsters and, in particular, vampires. Thankfully, we have an expert here in Atlanta. John Edgar Browning is the Marion L. Britton Postdoctoral Fellow in the School of Literature, Media, and Communications at Georgia Tech, and he is a scholar on vampires. He sat down with WABE's Mike Johns to talk about what is behind those things that go bump in the night.
I tell my students that monsters are politicians. They show us how to behave and who has power and who is powerless. They legitimate power. They show us who is in charge by contrast.
So it's not just physical violence, but it's a sort of cultural violence as well.
Right. By establishing what society considers normal, all you have to do is look at our monsters to see what it deems abnormal or inferior. Why, in a deleted outtake from the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1974, why do they have a scene where Leatherface, who wears human skin on his face, why did he walk into a room and start putting makeup on and start putting lipstick on? Why was that so terrifying? Well, guys aren't supposed to act that way. They're not supposed to do things that break gender boundaries. And
yeah, never mind that this guy is murdering people with the chainsaw, but he's breaking gender roles. He's putting on
exactly.
lipstick.
Exactly. It's never enough for a monster to just be scary. They have to be scary but also coded as an ethnic person, a non-white person, someone who's foreign. We encode them with these politics, and this is where it gets into why monsters are so fascinating, because the way we encoded our monsters, for example, in the 30s is completely different from the way we did in the 50s.
And you've said you can see culture evolve by looking at Dracula.
That's right. And that's where vampires and Dracula come in particular. You can look at how things change over time by looking at monsters generally.
So can you give me some examples, like, between the earliest vampire that comes to my mind is Nosferatu. And how that monster changes to, like, the Bela Lugosi version of Dracula in the
Bela Lugosi was 1931.
So what changed in the culture to change from this ghoulish Nosferatu to sort of the handsome and droll Dracula in the 30s?
Well, in 1922, when we have Nosferatu and Count Orlok, or a.k.a. Count Dracula, he is absolutely hideous. There's nothing attractive about him at all. This figure represented to Weimar Germany, or post-World War I Germany, just the absolute embodiment of something foreign, something that was an invader, something that was a pestilence to them, which makes sense why you would see this sense of anti-Semitism in the form of Count Orlok. He was something that was outright physically different and behaviorally different from society. That changed with the 1931 Dracula. Lugosi, they still wanted something physically foreign, visibly foreign. But with Lugosi, his suave character and his money allowed him to penetrate upper society, and which is something that Americans and probably the British were they fancied seeing because of the ways in which the stock market crashed. They wanted to see that, and they wanted something to blame. In fact, I was just thinking about this, why I've talked in the past why the stock market is so important to monsters, why economic recessions are so important to monster films. And obviously, the sort of really basic elementary answer is that during economic recessions, people are pissed, and they want to blame something. People wanted to see monsters, especially vampires, and they wanted to see them staked and killed so they could feel good. They could see some evil they don't understand, just like the stock market, and they could stake it and kill it and make it not do that again. And so monster films just do extraordinarily well during economic recessions, and they make really good money for studios who need money. And so in a way, they help fight the recession. That makes sense because if you look at the 1930s, I mean, the stock market crashed in 29, Dracula came out in 31, and basically it was the reason Universal didn't fold. And they used the money from that to then do Frankenstein next, and then after that it just kept going, and all of our classic monsters all came out in a row, and they made really good money. But if you think about it, most of the population then, and most of the population now, I mean, a good probably 90% of us are just average people. We don't own stock. We have nothing to do with the stock market. But it can affect us in such profound ways. It's like a monster. It's something that's mysterious. And then it suddenly can come out of the blue and attack us.
John Edgar Browning, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We have more of this conversation online, including Browning's take on contemporary vampire culture. You can hear that right now at wabe.org/citycafe.